So they stood and waited for the next unfortunate to pass by, and then Rose picked him up and slammed him against the nearest wall.
Pardon me, my good man. Where might someone such as myself find the recreational aids aboard this bucket of bolts?
Try the third sub-galley, down on deck 43. There's always something going on there. Please put that knife away.
Rose dropped him back onto his feet and put away her dagger. The crewman slid along the wall, putting a little distance between them, and scowled at Brett.
I knew we couldn't trust you. Scum always finds its own level.
We are not scum. We've been through the madness maze, remember?
That's right. You're monsters. We should have locked you up in the cargo bay, along with all the other freaks from Chandrakor.
Rose raised her knife again, but Brett stopped her. He'd had enough of hiding bodies. He smiled unpleasantly at the crewman and put all his Esper compulsion into his voice.
You forget all about this conversation. Then shit yourself. Then run away.
Oh, no.
I really hate this ship. I could cope when it was just Lewis and Jessamine being disapproving, but everyone here sees us as second-class heroes. At best. We're doing that more and more lately. Completing each other's thoughts, coming up with the same ideas, even sharing body language. I notice these things. We're becoming more like each other. And I don't like it. There's only room in this empire for one Brett Random.
I'm horny. Find me someone to kill. Sex with you is nice, but it doesn't satisfy like the real thing.
Oh, why me? Try and contain yourself, Rose, please. Soon enough, we'll be going up against Finn and all his armies, and then you'll be hip-deep in all the slaughter you can handle.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. But I am concerned about facing the Durandal again. He scares me.
Brett was actually shocked, but there was no denying she meant it.
I didn't think you were scared of anything.
Finn is a special case.
Brett had to agree. Just thinking about facing Finn again made his heart pound in his chest.
I'm remembering my past differently, Brett. Seeing things differently. Because we are linked, your mind affects me as much as mine affects yours. There are times when I think of other things than killing. It would be wrong to say I'm developing a conscience. I don't think you and I possess one between us. But I am capable of seeing people differently now. As people, rather than just targets. It disturbs me.
Do you feel any differently about killing people?
I think it might make killing people even more fun.
I'm changing the subject.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.